destroy, then we win, right? God is faithful, so faithful. So, you know, obviously one of the reasons why I think we're here, and as far as being the gifting, I don't know, but is that obviously we are an example so you can come back, right? Right, Nance? I'm a good example. You can come back. And you're going to find love, and you're going to find acceptance. Amen? What a great thing. God is a restoration of all things. Amen? So, but that's obviously not the only reason. And obviously, I think that we are all here to exhort and encourage. You know, in Hebrews, it talks about in the Mirror Bible, it says that make sure that none of you tolerates the poison of unbelief in your hearts. Instead, remind one another daily of your true identity. God's invitation does not exclude anyone from possessing the promise of their destiny in rest, in love, in Him, except for their unbelief. So that's the only thing that keeps us receiving. I mean, obviously, because if we believe, we're going to follow after God's plans for our heart. And obviously in Thessalonians, it definitely, you know, it says that he asked that the brothers and sisters, that you exhort the leaders and you appreciate them and that you have this relationship of being patient with everyone. It's not always easy, is it? And that we make sure that you speak truth to everybody, even when they're in the wrong and even when they don't accept it. It doesn't change the fact that you spoke the truth in love. Amen. And that's what we are about as a body of Christ, is encouraging. We're gifts to one another. And I believe that if I guess I had a mandate on my life, it would be just to encourage everybody of who their true identity in Christ is and what the true character and identity of God is in you. And that's what we're all about, is encouraging one another. And I remember... I wanted so much, because I was raised very legalistic. I wanted so much for my kids to know the absolute love of God. I remember we were going to this church, and we were in the worship team, and my two little kids at that time, only two, were sitting in the front row all the time. And we get in the car, and Joel says, "I don't like that song we sang today." And I'm like, "What, honey?" "Victory in Jesus. I don't like it." And I'm like, "What don't you like about it?" Because the chorus goes, "Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming love." He goes, "He sought me, then He bought me?" And I thought, I've done my job, because He knows that is not the character of God. Amen? So I'm here to remind you that God does not sock us or bop us with His redeeming love. He is there to continue to woo us and love on us, even in those times of hardships, because His love is so amazing. And the story of this church is pretty much that. And that this church can love well. I know that anybody that walks through that door is going to know that God loves them. That we're going to accept them where they are, but knowing that God can change them. And we're just there to facilitate that and help that, right? So that is the gift this church is. And then, you know, the Bible, it talks about in Hebrews that once again, He's going to shake the heavens and the earth, and He's going to do the shaking. And it seems like a whole lot of shaking is happening, doesn't it, Jenny? And we never like the shaking. But it so that all that remains is that which is based and built on the kingdom of God. Yes. Amen. And then, you know, He says that the first time we hear that is in Haggai. And He was shaking the heavens and the earth. And what was the result? It says His glory then filled the temple. I'm ready for God's glory to fill this temple, right? And fill this temple. So Lord, go ahead and shake. We don't like it. Maybe give us a little reprieve. But it's going to bring about a good work. Amen. only that which is built on the kingdom of God is going to stand. And then one of my favorite verses, oh my goodness, one of my children's calling me. Get out of there. When you got seven, one of them's always calling you. That's the way it is. And this is what I believe that we're getting ready to walk into as the body of Christ, because I'm very excited about the future of this church. I'm very excited about you, Jenny. I'm very excited because it says, arise and shine, my people. Let your light shine for all the nations to see. For the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. Darkness as black as night may be covering the earth and the people. But, there's always a but there, that's good. But the glory of God will shine from you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come and sit and see the glory of the Lord that is upon you. Lift up your eyes and see, for your sons and your daughters are coming home from distant lands. They're coming home. It does not matter what you see today. God is faithful. And he's encouraging us, and he's saying, arise and shine. Don't give up. The best is yet to come. Arise, shine, for the light of God that he gave is inside of us. It's to flow through us. And people will come, and they won't even know. They just know that they've seen something in us, and that gave them a little bit of hope that maybe there is something better out there. Amen? And we're going to be able to see his glory fill this temple. We're going to be able to see the glory of God fill our temple. We're going to be able to walk forward in everything that he has for us. And the goodness of God is going to be on display. They're going to say, have you been to Agape? Man, the God they serve is so powerful and it's so good. And there's healings going on and there's miracles and there's such a love of God there. That is what we're all about. As being a conduit for the power of God to flow through us. Amen. So arise, shine. It may seem dark, you know, and there's going to be a very big contrast, I believe, between light and darkness. But then it's going to shake people to come to the light, just like moss to the flame. Amen. Be the city set on a hill. So that's all I have to say about that.